district to give special attention to these parties. And this is how it's going to be. We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
Ladies and gentlemen, the talking heads of the mainstream media will not be reporting tonight. The time for their lies is over. For years, this government and the mainstream media have been in partnership, working hand in glove against the people. Now these liars and propagandists are busy promoting the next big lie, the Corona Rona. As you watch in despair, as businesses shudder and bread lines explode, the world around you changes forever, and the control freaks push for more and more power. Have you noticed why everything around you seems in decline? One thing still grows. It is the power of your ruler who declared this emergency in the first place. Every action they have taken has not solved the problem, but instead made matters much, much worse. The only result has been their increased control over you at the cost of your freedom. Do you know why? You gave them the power. They called for your sacrifice by wearing a mask and social distancing from your neighbor, and you thought it was a good and noble thing. They said if you lock yourself in your house, this would all be over. You bought into it, hook, line, and sinker, as if they were your God. They said if you did not follow their orders, you were selfish and uncaring, and they made you feel shame. They denounced those businesses who opened as greedy and uncaring, and again, you agreed. It was not the virus that took your freedoms away. They, your government, the government that you trusted to secure your liberties, took them away. And yet, again, you agreed. I do not agree, and I am not alone. There is a remnant of people who still have the blood of freedom flowing through their minds. We can see through their facade to the inner core truth surrounded by the lies you so dutifully digest. We are those who do not wear masks. We do not social distance. We do not wear gloves. We know these are lies. We do treat others with kindness. We do shake hands and hug. We laugh and we cry. They, your government, and the mainstream media have turned your virtue into a weapon against you. All evil needs to win is the consent of good people believing this lie. Your government and their social media partners have begun the purge of dissenting voices across the World Wide Web. While a few have shouted from the rooftops, most of you remain silent. Your rulers know silence is in fact consent. You have consented to your rulers' every decree as if down on your knees. While most of you remain deaf, dumb, and blind, preferring to see no evil, hear no evil, or speak no evil, evil runs through your veins disguised as fear. Your fear has become so overwhelming, you shed no tears for the freedom your fathers died for over the past 200 years. Those of us who still cling to the ideas of liberty will never, ever remain silent, and we will never stop fighting for the rights of you all. We welcome all those who hold inside the flame of liberty, burning inside, no matter how small. We can defeat the cold, dark fear with brush fires of freedom. They can light up the darkness and expose their lies. The decision is yours. Live a life of fear and comfortable slavery under your political parasites, or choose an uncomfortable freedom that warms the men's souls. The choice is yours, and yours alone. It is always and will always be. Yet your government says you have no choice. Obey or be punished. Obey or die, they decry. What happened to our God-given free will? Who stole my right to decide? God gave each of you free will to choose right or wrong. There is no middle ground in this war between good and evil. The time has come for us all to choose between liberty and death of your freedom forever and ever. Good night.
Don't hurt anybody. Don't steal anybody's shit. If you can, have just those two laws, and you can judge everyone from that. People just want to be left alone. They want to be able to take care of their family, take care of their property, buy enough food, you know, take a vacation here and there, and live their life. But they're not really allowed to. No, they've got to, at every turn, at everywhere they go, and everything that they do, they have to pay. And it's kind of funny because when you talk to people, and they talk about income tax, or they talk about 401ks, and you know, you put into it, you need to put into it and all, because it's tax free or tax deferred until you're 59. Then you can start taking it out. But where did that 401k come from? Well, the government created these things to get the slaves to put money into them. And so these, like, 401s and all are bundled together, and they're put into investment companies who then invest them into, like, BlackRock and State Street, Vanguard. They invest them into ESG companies, and they take over companies, and they're pushing for stuff that are against the interest of the people of the 401s. So you don't even have any control over your 401. So they take your money and they use it against you and enrich themselves. Oh yeah, over a course of time and everything, you get to the point where, you know, you're ready to retire and all, and you've got a pretty good sized bundle of money. And for many, since the 1970s and all, when they invented these things, there'd been several generations of retirees who benefited from these things, deferred taxes. You still have to pay tax on it, but what you're betting on is that you make less after 59 when you retire. You're going to make less than you did in your high earning days when you were putting into it, so you'll pay less tax. But you're still taxed. In the meantime, inflation has been eating. And so a hamburger that cost you 59 cents way back when you started is now $4. So in reality, you're getting less back than you put in. Although the number of zeros, you may have more zeros than you did when you put in. So it's a fraud, it's a chicanery, and it's a way to keep you locked in to the system. So now we're seeing, you know, we saw all the bank bailouts in 2008 and everything. Everybody got upset. That's what woke me up. What the hell happened? And started me down this journey. And now you see the banks getting in trouble again. We see a couple little bank failures here and there. We don't know what we don't know, what we don't see. You know, there's liable to be a lot of banks. But just like they did overseas, Cyprus and all, they've written in these bank bail-ins. In other words, when the bank gets in trouble and everything, and they're too big to fail and all this, they're going to take your money. Let's say they, you know, anybody that's got over $25,000 in the bank, half of that is gone, and you now have $10,000 or $12,500 or whatever half of that is, and you're going to be happy, don't you know? So they've got that written in. And, you know, banks are interesting, because when they make a loan, let's say you go in and you deposit $1,000. Well, the bank can turn around and lend out $9,000. The money's created out of thin air. $1 million, they can loan out $9 million. It's all a Ponzi scheme. Your dollar's worth less and less and less, and they trap you into it by this legal means, this way to save taxes, and then use the money against you. For climate change and ESGs and DEI. And then people say, you know, if we elect the right people and the Constitution and all, we can change it. We can fix it. And I don't see where they get that. When you look at history, you know, they always say that this is the most important election of a lifetime. And shit gets worse anyway. If elections actually mattered, they'd be illegal. But they do matter. They do matter in one critical way. They keep you playing the game. They keep you suckered in. Which one do you want? Team red or team blue? You got to vote for one or the other. Which one do you like? You know, everybody knows politicians lie. They lie and lie and lie. One thing is, I ask people this all the time. How can one man represent 100,000? How can one man or woman represent one other person other than he, she, they, or them? What does it mean? What is this game, this thing we call politics? Is it just a game to keep you busy, to keep you tied up, to keep you thinking that you have any sort of power at all? Is it just a lie? We live on the plantation of Flavelandia. These John Birchers. They're a good bunch. I'm gonna tell you, I like them all. I like the Birchers. I really do. They're good, well-meaning people. But for, I don't know what it's been now, 60 years, they've been promoting the Constitution is the solution. First it was, you know, the commies are coming, the commies are coming. But they've been promoting, you know, if we hire good people, if we get good people in there, we can turn this around and return to the Constitution. And often asked, which Constitution? What Constitution do you want to go back to? The original? Or the amended ones? Why? Oh, it's the best document ever created by man. I don't know if it is or not. It's some awful pretty words. Well, I think you guys have heard me talk about, I think it was all a design to provide central power to the government, begin with. You know, they held a constitutional convention in secret. Only a certain people were even invited. Jefferson was over there in France. Thomas Paine said, oh, hell no. I smell a rat, yo. There were many others who realized that this was a centralization of power. Jefferson kind of had to throw his hands up and say, oh, crap, this is a snowball headed to hell, and maybe I can do something to help and mitigate and protect a little bit. And so he and others promoted the Bill of Rights. You know, putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg. There's never been a collective that provides individual rights. Individual rights don't come from a collective. And collectives will always, always, always squash individual rights. You know, this general welfare clause that they've got in the Constitution. It covers almost everything. You look at your local levels and when they propose ordinances and stuff and they get into the whereas is this, you know, whereas is this, the people like to have swimming pools and movie stars, and whereas is this, whereas is this, whereas is this. One of the whereas is always the general welfare of the people, the overall welfare is for the people. That's what they always claim. And then always in the bottom of the ordinances and all, they do a CYA thing. And they say, if any part of this ordinance is deemed to be unconstitutional, everything else in it, except for the unconstitutional part, stays. Now, of course, the only way that it's deemed unconstitutional is one of you slaves hires another slave that has a little shingle from the bar and goes in and challenges it, and the just us system that is government itself, the collective, the machine. And if the machine finally agrees that it's unconstitutional, and it goes all the way to the seven robes who are separate, you know, the three different branches of government, they're the same tree. If they say it's unconstitutional, then finally that little piece of that little ordinance or whatever will be squelched. And everything else would be there. So, you have to have millions and millions and millions of dollars to challenge all this shit. And the just us system, which is run by the government, paid by the government, and all that. So there is no real freedom. Not with the state. Not with the collective. You still believe the fairy tale. I did. I did for a lot of years. 47 years, as a matter of fact. Oh, I sang the songs and did the pledge. And I did it all. Boy, I tell you what, I used to love to see the fighter aircraft flying, you know. So that's the sound of freedom. I still call it that. Ah, look, there's some freedom flying over. I remember those days. Yeah, now It's with sarcasm when I say, "Here goes some freedom flying over." It's a lie. We're not free. They're getting ready to take it all, boys and girls. It's going to be the great taking. The great reset. When the slaves, when the banks fail, hyperinflation sets in, and the great cull begins. I need about half of the United States, half the population to get the hell out of here. Let's just get rid of about half of them. Maybe a little bit more than that. We don't need that many anymore. We don't need that many mules out in the field. We'll take it all. We'll let the rest, we'll control what they, how much they get, how much they can spend, when they can spend it, what they can spend it on it. And we'll let them rent everything. We can get the most out of their labor. Steal most of their labor. Just leave them just enough to keep them alive. It's getting to the point they won't give a shit if you think you're free or not. They think they're big enough now and smart enough now to eliminate most of the people. They don't need them as much. Now we've got computers. We've got AI. We're getting ready to transhuman. We're gonna go from humans to machines, don't you know? What the hell, Ferrari dude? He says, humans are hackable now. Gotta get you injected with all this stuff, you know. And who knows? Perhaps they can change your code to be whatever they want, to do whatever they want. Kind of like what Josephine and I were talking about. I think we're getting a little too big for our britches. I think they think they're too smart. They think that they know more than they know. But they're messing with something that they do not understand. And they're going to crash and burn. Unfortunately, most of us are going to be stuck in the as collateral damage in this. As these people that want to become their own gods destroy themselves. Perhaps most of humanity with it. They play this game of this collective. Has a monopoly on force and gets to, they hire the best of the best and give them grants and everything to study all these things and make it How do you become a god? Well, you got to know everything. About everything. You got to be able to control everything. You have to be able to create. These fools can't create anything but trouble. If we could just go back to the basics, go back to... Don't hurt anybody. Don't steal anybody's shit. If you can, you can have just those two laws, and you can judge everything from there. You don't need a collective to do it. You don't need a monopoly on violence. And you don't need this thing called government. You don't need something that attracts evil. Because power attracts evil. And you can see it in all the levels of government. The bigger the government, the bigger the evil. The pile of shit gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And they just work their way to the top. I think what we have to do is reject the idea that a group of individuals can get together and they can vote one of their own into place to represent them, to rule over them. With a monopoly on violence, and that you'll be free. Just doesn't happen that way. In the state, end the state. To do that, it just takes one thing. Open your mind. Like I've said many times, the war is won 6 inches at a time, and it's the 6 inches in between your ears where it's being waged. Well, that's it for today. RLM listeners, I appreciate you listening. Are you Liberty Report listeners on YouTube and Rumble? We appreciate you too. Free your mind and free yourself. Till next time, you know it. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
shit's gonna hit the fan.
I am resigning my at-large seat as chairwoman of Kershaw County Council. And I meant no disrespect by or blindsidedness. I personally chose to tell everyone at the same time.
Yes. And I understand that was it's your business, and you get to pick the terms on when you want to tell it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay.
Yeah, he needs me.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Great loss for Kershaw County here. But I admire this chair lady so much. She has broken the barrier. She's the first female to ever serve on county council. My sister's the chair.
Thank you.
But I just don't know what to say. I'll tell you.
I'm shocked too. You know, we were just arguing over text 3 days ago. So you were, you know, talking about, you know, pushing it to the end. So, no, it's very sad.
You've always included me. Just. Like you included all of us for the big fifth birthday party Saturday.
No, it was starting to get real good, wasn't it? All of us.
As far as anything that someone said about you in the past publicly, people that pick on women and children are cowards.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
And they're pathetic.
Amen to that.
You are tough, you are strong, and I'm proud of you.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
All right, back to our agenda.
Madam
we're up
Chair,
to item 18. Yep. Uh-huh. Adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
He had one more thing.
No, that's it. Madam Chair. For your final time, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Sam Tucker. Junior, is there a second?
I'll second.
Well, second by so Mr. Brazel. Any discussion?
We're going to miss you.
The government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Yeah, it's a sad day. Ding dong, the wicked witch is gone. Hello there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. This is Pope Chop. And if you hadn't known, Katie Gwynn, the first woman chairman of the whole Kershaw County, has resigned as county chair. And a whole bunch of the county councilmen just bowed down at her throne and just, Lord, y'all, it was just hypocrisy on the scale that is unbelievable. So one of the things that is awful interesting about all this is that everybody was shocked. We have Sammy Tucker. He was shocked.
Wow. I've been blindsided before, but never like this.
We have Danny Cato. He was shocked.
Man, I'm shocked. I really don't know what to say.
We had Derek Shoemake, and he was shocked.
Madam Chair, I again concur with what everybody said. I'm shocked too. You know, we were just arguing over text 3 days ago. So you were, you know, talking about, you know, pushing it to the end.
And all of them said, you know, this just come out of nowhere. She goes into this long, drawn out speech. You know what? I think we'll play the whole thing right here for y'all to listen to. Y'all take care. Y'all listen to this.
I want to say to the citizens of Kershaw County and my council members, it is an honor to sit up here. It's an honor to be the chairwoman of Kershaw County. When I meet members of the public and get to solve problems, I truly feel like I'm serving my purpose, like God's purpose for me on this earth, when I get to sit with someone and resolve something that they need in their life. This community has embraced my son and I as part of their family, and every citizen I meet with, I build a relationship with, and it's very meaningful for me. I don't take the gavel lightly. I take the responsibility very seriously. The lives of the citizens in this county matter tremendously to me. There are many nights that I don't sleep trying to figure out how I can navigate something for someone, and it might not even have to do with county council. Many of you know last June I lost my mother unexpectedly, and subsequently, after she passed away, I went through a divorce. Now, as a single mother, I've been diligently working for a full-time job to support us, and we're entering a new season of our life. So I have applied for several positions with several government agencies, all of which will require me to adhere to the Hatch Act. I have not accepted it, but in full disclosure, I plan on doing so. And as I prepare for what the future holds for my son and I am resigning my at-large seat as chairwoman of Kershaw County Council. In the months to come, I'm going to spend as much time as I can with my son. His entire life has been in the public eye, and I think he's done a great job at it. He's like a little Kershaw County ambassador, and he is very patient, waiting after meeting after meeting after event to go get a Sonic Slush, and I owe this time to him. I knew that this position would be in the public eye, and I've enjoyed it, and we've embraced it. And to be as transparent as possible with the citizens I've served, I don't mind that at all. Being chairwoman has been one of the greatest gifts that God has led me to do. Serving in this position has been amazing. So I want to thank the community for how respectful you've been, and my fellow council members, how embracing you've been, how supportive you've been of my family. My purpose right now in this season of my life is to be Eli's mom. So we will navigate what's next for us. This council meeting will be my last council meeting as your chairwoman. So thank you for trusting me, and thank you for allowing me to serve you. And so they give a standing ovation, y'all. And everybody says, oh, isn't it so sweet that she's gonna take care of the little kid, and the kid, you know, he needs his mommy now. You know, the kid, it's funny, the kid is just now 5 years old. They just had a party for me. Sammy Tucker even says he went to the party for the kid who's 5 years old.
You've always included me, just like you included all of us for the big fifth birthday party Saturday. I appreciate that. That lets me know that I have a personal spot in your heart and in your family's life.
Gwen has been in politics, been running, been busy knocking on doors, as Jimmy Jones said, for over half of the child's life. And now, all of a sudden, she's concerned? All of a sudden, she owes it to him? Suddenly, he is the most important and the only thing in her life. Then Jimmy Jones says, Katie is like a daughter.
She has not been my friend. She's been like a daughter.
We knew that.
Well, I'm not dying. I'm just going to exit. I'm just going to exit this chair.
She never called me daddy. But
still be your friend. I don't care.
Yes, Brent.
I guess that's why Grandpa Jimmy took the boy to school functions, as Miss Gwen was sacrificing herself and her son for the people of Kershaw County. And then we come to old Russell Brazel. Now old Russell Brazel's got some babbling bullshit for everybody to listen to. Listen to this, y'all.
Katie, I want to tell you that the change that I've seen in you from a year ago to today is amazing. You have developed yourself into a true leader.
Thank you.
And one that I'm proud to call my friend. And I had absolutely no idea that you had any intention in doing this. You will be missed. You were doing a fantastic job. But I know how being stretched as a single mother and in this leadership position must have been. As far as anything that someone said about you in the past, publicly, people that pick on women and children are cowards.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that, Russell.
And they're pathetic.
Amen to that.
So anyone who attacks women and children is cowardly. Now, what does he mean by that? Well, the translation is, anyone who criticizes, questions, exposes a politician who wears a dress is a coward. You know, if we apply his logic to real life, you are a coward if you talk about any politician that wears a dress, anyone that has a skirt on. How about Nancy Pelosi or Deborah Birx or Penry Goofofferson or Camel Toe Harry Ass or maybe those Sturgeon Generals? But this is not about logic. It's not about women or kids. Russell is still butthurt about being called out for using his earbuds and using his kid as a prop for Trazzle Baseball and being called out. It's about demonizing anyone who calls them out. But why in the world is Katie Gwynn resigning right now? You know what Sammy Tucker says? You know, he was hoping that we could at least get through the budget season.
I'm sorry about the abrupt end tonight. I was hoping that we'll be able to get through budget season because we would need you to get through this. But we'll be in touch.
Yes.
Like, he already knew that Katie Gwynn was going to resign, but he was surprised that she resigned on Tuesday night. So, I think everybody could see the writing on the wall. What y'all think? But something happened between Saturday, when everything was good to go, and Derek Shoemaker and Katie Gwynn was texting back and forth like everything was normal. Something happened between there and Tuesday night. What happened? Ladies and gentlemen, if we pull back the curtain and we think about what is going on, then we can find it out. Now, sources close to what's really going on tell us that over there at the catering, there have been some misplaced funds and that there has been a forensic accountant in there, and the missing funds have gone on and on, and a lot of the people that was using the catering has said, we ain't going to use y'all no more because of Katie Gwynn's. And then, so there's missing money and the business being destroyed. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That all came to a head on Tuesday morning. And Katie Gwynn spent all day trying to figure out, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And so, who did she turn to? She turned to her daddy, Mr. Jimmy Jones. And Jimmy Jones was going, oh no, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And as you can see from this here video, Jimmy Jones was well aware of what was going on. And as Miss Gwynn was talking, he reaches over for the Kleenex and starts wiping his eyes and blowing his nose. Oh, he's so distraught. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie Gwynn's has blowed up. And everybody knows it now. So she's running away just like the rest of her life. Every time. First she was a medic and went to Afghanistan and what didn't last long there, and then boom, she was shipped back, runned away. Then she learned how to fly a helicopter, and the Army spent all these millions of dollars training her. And she gets ready to go and she freaks out and runs away, and they ship her back. And the next thing you know, she's at an Ohio football game having more fun and everything. And then she decides that she's going to get married and have a baby. And then she's going to jump into politics with the help of her daddy, Jimmy Jones. Oh, she's like a daughter to me, he say. And so they plotted and playing together and everything, even though Jimmy Jones was warned about what she was like. And she was just lying and demonizing and conniving and everything. And sure enough, just like the Liberty Report has long ago predicted, Katie Gwynn blowed up. And now, all the boys are covering their ass. That's what's going on. According to other sources, Katie Gwynn has been trying and trying to get a job over with the National Guard and all, and ain't nobody want to hire her. And now she's trying anywhere and everywhere to get a government service job so that she can, fly a desk, because she'll never ever fly a helicopter again, and the Army wasted all that money on training her and everything. And now she can't fly, and now she ain't going to be chairwoman no more. And like she said, she listened to what she says about how the paycheck, I wish the paycheck was a little bit more so I could stay. Listen to this.
And I certainly wish this salary could support this, but
we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Stretch a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay, Katie Gwynn. She said, I wish you'd pay more. You know, Katie Gwynn pulls every little heartstring that she can in her little speech, you know, to make it seem like she's a victim, and she does is care about everybody else, and she loses sleep, and she just got, oh my God, it's so sad. And then, what's sickening is all the boys play right up into it. It's either they know and are just playing the game, or she's tied them up in the web of deceit and lying pants on fire, and they actually believe her babbling bullshit. It's incredible sometimes the way manipulating and conniving people can get away with so much for so long. But I think Katie has wore out her welcome in Kershaw County as more and more people understand what's actually going on. And this is the story of the Katie Gwynn career. Every time everybody starts to figure her out, she moves along and finds more victims to play along. Each and every time, each and every step of this troubled life of Miss Katie Gwynn and the saga that don't never end. Do you trust all these county councilmen after this? First, they went along with all the lockdowns and the shots and all. Then they went in and spent all this money on the parks and spec buildings and all this. And they all think government is the answer to every problem. And they've been doing it over and over again. Do y'all trust any of them to make the decisions that's going to control your lives? Could it be that Katie Gwynn's is trying to get out of there before everybody figures out, before all the money missing and the destruction of the catering business all comes out and everybody sees who she is and she has to then resign in front of all these people that know exactly what she is and what she's done? And now Maggie May, who served Miss Katie Gwynn at the county council with a cease and desist order, now she's coming out and saying she might run for county council. And if the governor appoints her, she would gladly serve in her place.
As far as county level government, there have been folks that truly believe in my value system and my leadership qualities who've asked, will I run for the chairman position of Kershaw County Council? I still have a foot in the classroom. So when it comes to running on party ticket, I don't want to do that right now, because what Republican means to you versus me is different. What Democrat means to you and me is different, especially in this state where it seems like our biggest challenges is within our own parties. I would like to, one thing is that the governor appoints a interim chairman. And then until a special election. That special election could be 4 to 6 months, maybe a year. I think it's happened before in Kershaw County some time ago. I would be, if asked, and I don't anticipate necessarily that would happen, but if asked by the governor to serve in the interim for 6 months, I would do it. I would welcome the opportunity to share my thoughts when it comes to Kershaw County leadership and policies and issues and where we stand. And honestly, there's a beauty in being a fixer. That's kind of a term that you see in politics and in higher education too. We see it a lot where folks come in, kind of shake up the system, get you right the courses, if you will. And then a special election, I wouldn't run for it. I would truly, no more than a year or 6 months really, serve in the interim if asked, and then hopefully walk into a city council seat where I can do at least one term to share my ideas on where I see Camden and our community growing, and doing, being a positive place to raise our children. So yeah, Mr. McMaster calls, I will accept the appointment. But under the condition, I don't run. So, and I think that actually gives folks like Vice Chair Jimmy Jones and Ben Connell and others who are just interested a level playing field to launch a campaign for a special election for that seat. But I also feel like it.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how the truth begins to eat away every time? With Katie Gwynn, the truth begins to eat away at her. And after a while, everybody sees through the veil of lies. And Katie Gwynn's gotta go. Ho, ho, ho. Ding dong, the wicked witch is gone. Yay. Oh, y'all, it's such a sad day in Kershaw County. The first woman ever elected to Kershaw County Council and the first woman chairperson ever is now. Oh, she's resigning, y'all. And Jimmy Jones want to be a daughter is leaving and should never be forgotten by anybody, and everybody on Caddy kind of loves her, don't you know? Great goodness, it's so terrible. It's a terrible day in Kershaw County. Ding dong, the wicked witch is gone. I'll leave y'all with this. All these boys and girls on County Council playing their little games are all like puppets working for special interest and doing their thing, and the machine and government keeps getting bigger and bigger as they do whatever their puppet masters want to tell them. You know what? If they all puppets and Pochot's a puppet, why can't Pochot run for county chairman? Huh? You know what, y'all? That might be something to do. How about that? Y'all ride in Poke Chop for Kershaw County Chairman. Huh. Something else to think about, y'all, on this great and wonderful sad time in Kershaw County. Till next time, boys and girls, this is Poke Chop. See y'all later. Chill.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?